Yes, very good morning, you Dylan Mob. Welcome live to Outdoor Broadcast, Trendy Trevor and Mike with National Talk Black, coming to you live here from Yarraba Survival Day, January 26th. A big shout out to all our mob across this beautiful country of ours. Survival Day, here we are, and 2023, we are still live and kicking well in the 21st century. Always was, always will be. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the Daily Country of ours, Daily Black Network. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast here from, here at Yarraba, Gungenji people. Thank you so very much. National Talk Black going for the 1 hour program here at the live outdoor broadcast here at Yarraba for this beautiful day and a lot of entertainment. We just had the march from Malcolm Bishop Park, and with us in spirit, we lost Malcolm Bishop not long ago, just before Christmas, I believe, and thoughts and prayers are going to his family, but he's with us in spirit, and they had a prayer for him as well, for the beautiful march from over at the park to the Esplanade here at Yarraba. And we've got the stage set up. There's could be about 300 people I see here, black and white, which is beautiful to see. And we are acknowledging the Yarraba people, the Yarraba community, and celebrating with them in regarding Survival Day, reflecting and all the above. And with that, I'm going to call on a beautiful deadly man here, the mayor of Yarraba, and we've got Rossi Andrews. A very good morning, Rossi. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Trev. Very well, thanks. Thanks to Bama Bepra for coming out here, doing a live broadcast for us on a very beautiful day out here.
Yes.
And as you said, yeah, we did a unity walk this morning, so looks like a really good day happening today.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much. And look, as a leading man of the Yarraba community, tell us Survival Day. What does it mean for you, Rossi Andrews?
Personally, it's a day of mixed emotions where, First Nations people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people around the country, and the Australian community has a very dark history of what happened to many of our families and communities around the country. But we also celebrate the resilience of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as well. So today, Survival Day is about mixed emotions, but it's also about our resilience and how we can, progress our community towards a better future for our kids.
Fantastic. So you've been the mayor of Yarraba. We noticed that they had the speeches there and had King Yarban, Uncle Vince Shriver, who's the king of Yarraba. Can you explain to our listeners how that works in the community and then you being the mayor in regarding the government point of view?
Yeah, well, we've also acknowledged that, the Gungangi people have always had their kinship, associated with their blessings and their elders. And myself as mayor, we work together with, the local king. And
yes,
it's a tradition that they've carried on for many, many years with the church and the establishment here. And we respect that.
Respect that.
It's the wishes of the Gungangi people.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, it's great to see. This shows that our culture is still strong here at Yarraba. And we are in the 21st century, but 60,000 years, our culture is strong, and they still act on their culture.
Absolutely. The resilience of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people around the country and showcasing our dance, art, music, culture here today, we can only celebrate that in a really positive way, our resilience of our elders and our families who have been traditionally dispossessed from many of the other nations. Shows our resilience, and it was a great unity walk today with yourself as well, Trev.
Yeah, good to be there. Thank you for the invite,
walking
yes.
with us, and many of our First Nations people, but also many of our
Indigenous brothers and sisters,
that
they're
come
here
along for
support.
Well.
Exactly,
so it was a really good day. Yeah.
And when we look at our celebrations here, when we talk about Survival Day, for our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters to be here, well, they're learning, aren't they? They're learning. It's a bridge builder, isn't it?
Yeah, showcasing our culture to them.
And, yes.
And educating and teaching them and learning their kids, And I think one of the speakers mentioned this morning that, today could be the mark of a new beginning.
Yes.
Where we embrace
exactly
our culture and our people, and the non-Indigenous families holding our hands and walking towards reconciliation, unity in this country.
Exactly, exactly. So we're celebrating here all day. So while we're on radio, we're letting the mob know in the Cairns area, Yidinji area, Yarrabah's open. Come and join us and come and enjoy the festivities.
Absolutely, yeah. First Nations region around the Gimo Yidinji and the Irukandji people, as well as the Jabbagai, Mullumbarra Yidinji and the Lower Coastal. So we have a very strong First Nations region. Yarrabah's open. Please feel free to come along and celebrate our survival day out here and our resilience.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for the yarn, Mayor of Yarrabah, Frosty Andrews. Thank you for having us here, BBM, and thank you for the yarn, my brother. We'll talk soon, and happy survival day, my brother.
Yeah, no worries. Trev and the BBM team, thank you very much for coming out, eh?
Too deadly, beautiful. The Mayor of Yarrabah, Rossi Andrews, and talking about Survival Day and what it means to him, and also talking about the celebration of resilience and being here in the 21st century. We ain't going nowhere. So stay tuned, your daily live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray Funakari, BBM 98.7 FM.
Travel, we can on blue sea. there. My name is Shirley Lynn, and you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
By the night's end, yeah, I'm with a light switch 24-7 in a crisis.
Fidelity Mob. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming live here from Yarraba, Survival Day for 2023. We had the beautiful march earlier today, all the speeches, had a deadly yarn with the mayor of Yarraba, that's Rossi Andrews, and now we're going to catch up, have a yarn with the girls from Containers for Change, Petrina Villafour leading the yarn here, and she's got Lily, her bodyguard. Petrina, very good morning. How are you, sister? And before we start, let the mob know who you're mob, where you're from. Yes.
Has a lot of family men for me too, so it's lovely to be here for Survival Day.
Fantastic. And you brought Lily with you. Lily, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. I'm Lily McKimmy. Come down from Brisbane, me and Jin, visiting Yarraba today for the first time.
For the first time.
Very
thank
first
you.
Time, yeah.
So how are you enjoying beautiful Yarraba?
Great experience. It's amazing. It's unlike anywhere else I've ever been.
Fantastic. Thank you. Welcome, sister. Over to Petrina again. Containers for Change. Educate us. Let us know what it's all about.
Well, the Containers for Change, so I'm probably going to speak from my experience. I've only been with the company for less than 12 months.
Okay.
But in its simplest form for mob listening out there, it's the company that's been appointed by government to run the container refund scheme across Queensland. So that means your 10 cents for your eligible containers for all your mob listening out there. So this is a bit of an expansion for the company, having two people based up in Cairns now, because we're largely a Brisbane team.
Yeah.
So my role in COEX, or Containers for Change, is about setting this awareness and education and access to a container refund point across each of the Indigenous communities across the state. So Yarraba is well on its way to having that opportunity open very soon too.
So when you say containers, are we talking about big bins, are we?
No, we're talking about those containers that your beverages come in. So it's your beverage container. So mostly those things that you would buy from a store and consume out of your home.
Yeah.
So I get those larrikins that say, well, I drink a 2-litre milk when I leave my home. Is that recyclable? No, it's not. But it's generally the ones that you'll buy, and it's got your recycling brand on it. That's probably the easiest way. If you're ever in any doubt on what's recyclable and eligible under the scheme, look at your container and you'll see the 10 cent refundable icon on the container.
Okay. So Lily, when you look at that, that's a way of our community making better cash.
Yeah, definitely.
While keeping the community clean. Yes.
Yeah, if everyone's able to collect their containers and save them from the environment and collect them, you're able to put those funds towards the community, towards any sort of charity anyone's interested in, and it can even go back towards the community funding school projects, anything.
Sure. Fantastic. And when you're looking about protecting Mother Earth, we're talking about keeping Mother Earth clean, so protecting the ocean, protecting the rivers and the lakes and what have you.
Yeah,
so this is a good concept.
For sure, definitely. Picking them off the beaches, off the land, saving them. It's better to recycle them than to leave them out there to just wash away in the water to the beach.
Sure. So when we're talking about 10 cents refundable, that goes to the individual, if not the organisation. This is a good, a money spin-off for young kids.
Yeah, we want to do generational behavioural change. So we want to teach mob in the communities that the principles of recycling, that things can have another life form too. So a lot of your water bottles that you buy in the shops right now, if you look at it, they've already been recycled from a container that's already been returned. So it's not only about the monetary benefit, the 10 cents, and it's not just about cleaning up the environment. It's about showing some of those old ways where something doesn't lose its value and purpose and its ability to be reused once it's used for the first time. So I'm hoping with our young kids, we also introduce them to a whole new idea and a new scope of employment and behaviours that talks about what's the journey of recycling that container? What are the jobs that sit in that? What's my part in making sure I can create a further use for something that's just going to end up in my dump or on my country or in my yard?
Exactly. And when you're receiving the cash, you look behind you, you've got a clean community.
Absolutely.
And then you've got pride because I was a part of keeping my community clean.
Absolutely. And the impact that I've seen in communities like Cherbourg, once they implemented that container refund scheme activity there, that community became pristine.
A big shout out, Sherberg. They're listening
there.
Big shout out. Represent.
You mob down there. You've done beautifully there. You know, I had some of them old boys say, them kids don't even wait for them, you know, Popeye to finish that drink bottle before they're waiting for that 10 cents.
Nick was still there. Fantastic. Lily, how long have you been with Containers for Change?
Coming up to 2 years now.
2 years, okay. Yeah. And so this is becoming a focus in regarding Aboriginal communities, taking Containers for Change to the communities.
Definitely, trying to make it easier, more convenient, and trying to help up clean country.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Containers for Change too, what we want to do is, as from a company, is we also want to, you know, do better in that social space. We want to make sure that the impact we have is not only just cleaning the environment, it helps the fabric of the community, and it creates that economic, so whether it's jobs, whether it's money in people's pockets.
Yes.
And it's just such a positive concept. It can be owned by the communities, and I think that's the beautiful principle about setting up these container refund points.
Fantastic. So when you look at it, because I've yarned many times with your lovely sister, Shiloh, who's in the carbon space.
Absolutely.
So environment, Villaful girls, huh?
Absolutely. But we're in those spaces where it's really about empowering the individual,
yes,
to take their place in this environment,
exactly,
space. So it's an empowering activity for our mob and communities. And Containers for Change is really offering that vehicle to be a partner in that space.
Sure. Lily, background. Who are you mob? Where are you from?
So, complicated story, but born in the Philippines and half Irish, half Japanese.
There you go, fruit salad girl, fruit salad.
Yeah.
And now you're here in the Aboriginal community and helping the Aboriginal community with Containers for Change.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Nice yarning with you both. Thank you very much. We've been educated. How do people find out more about Containers for Change?
So, at the moment, either going onto our website and finding the details there for myself, because I'm in each of the communities. If your community is wanting more information, your councils will know how to get in contact with me. But, yeah, definitely go on our website, have an explore, see what it's about. And just to give you a principle today, all of the containers we're collecting today are actually going to be donated back through a scheme ID to put back into Survival Day next year.
Okay, beautiful.
So that's one of the powers of a container.
That's recycling
today.
Right there.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And so, Petrina, you're based here in Cairns. Lily, you're based in Brisbane. So this is a national
It's a statewide.
Statewide. Okay, thank you.
So we're going from the top of the Torres all the way to Mornington Island, all the way down to Sherberg. So shout out to Mob in between all of those.
Yes.
We're working to get a container refund point set in each of your council areas as quickly as we can.
Well, it's about protecting country, looking after country. That's what it's all about,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice yarning with you, ladies. Thank you very much. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, girls.
Thank you so much.
Happy Survival Day.
Happy Survival Day, Yarrabah.
To Daily Mob. So, Trinity, Trevor, and Mike here, coming to you live from Yarrabah, live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong with the Daily Mob here, and it's open all day, you mob. So, if you're in the Yidinji area, whether it be Cairns or Port Douglas, Atherton, Innisfail, come to Yarrabah. We are celebrating very strongly here for Survival Day. Always was and always will be. This is Trinity, Trevor, BBM 98.7 FM.
Before our dark past, we had a black history. Now I ain't pointing no fingers and I ain't pushing no blame, I ain't silly. But what's happened in the past is time for recognition and work together. It's like this. They'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes around the fire. Like a robbery, the writings of walls. It's like the troops in the past, they would rather us all dead. But we survivors, through the spirit of my ancestors, thousands of years from behind us, hear that, survivors. Through the ignorance and arrogance and miseducation divides us, product of environment. Before all the grogs and the drugs, it was dreams that would guide us. Now we're stuck in violence, prison system confine us. Genocide undercovers, the stolen kids under silence. No wonder we tyrant, revolution is now. Australia can't stop us, we're taking back what is out. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. They wanna breed out the pedigree, close down communities, broadcast the negative and highlight the bigotry. Yeah, they wanna white out our history with no recollection, just a white man's legacy.
Don't believe me, ask Lad Hancock. Yeah, that's Gina's father. Had a plan to poison the lot. You wanna stop the sons and daughters, put some poison in their water. Then you wait a generation and peg at the lot. Now that's iron ore pimping, iron ore pimping. Blood on the hands from these iron ore victims. Mouth running the government system. Throw a little dollar, call it royalty for regions. Yo, yo, this is black man's land. Always has, always will be black man's land. Over 70,000 years walking this land. And Cook came and went. Now we're living in a genocide. It was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survived, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survived, better recognize.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape. Land.
Brother and sister, I still love you. I'm a voice for the indigenous, the lyricist, the spirit.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape. Land.
Brother and sister, I still love you. My people stuck into the day, but we still stand strong.
They must have thought they see aliens. When them convict ships come sailing in, crooks galore. Criminal minds hit the shore. Guns go bang and their bodies hit the floor. Invaded, taken, raping, killed, slaved, chained, oppressed. Still we survivors. Yeah, hear that? We're survivors. Check it. We came from sacred places to racist times. Australia, it's time to recognize we're survivors. Yeah, hear that? We're survivors. Yeah, they'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes.
And that's how it is, Australia. All we're looking for is a bit of recognition. And that's by working together as one and acknowledging the past history and moving forward. It starts at home with us around the dining table, how we teach our kids the next generation. It's all about understanding one's culture and being respectful of one's feelings. And together with that, we can move forward and have a positive Australia. We might have had a dark history, but best believe we've got a bright future.
What's up, it's BJ. Thero.
Mikey.
And together we're the Bay Boys. You're listening to 98.7 FM.
There's nothing I would rather be than to be an Aborigine and watch you take my precious land away. For nothing gives me greater joy than to watch you fill each girl and boy with superficial existential shit.
Think I'm cheeky, but I'd be satisfied to rebuild your convict ships and sail you on the tide. There's nothing I would rather be than to be an Aborigine and dream of just what heaven must be like. Where moth and rust do not corrupt, when I die I know I'm growing up, cause you know that I
Yeah, TJ, you might welcome Black Door Broadcast. Coming here from Yarraba, always was, always will be, survival day for 2023. Trevor and Mike, and a big shout out to wherever you are. And we are celebrating, but also reflecting on we as First Nation people and how we look at the so-called Australia Day. And look, we had the King of Yarraba, had the yarn. Now we've got the King of Yarra in the music form. We're talking BC, Barry Cedric. Come to join me. A very good morning, my brother. Barry Cedric, how are you?
Trevor Timms, yeah, always was and always will be BC. Yes. And across the bay, Yarrabah, we've got this big campfire happening here, celebration-wise. And musically, I'm here to celebrate today too. So,
fantastic. Go on, my brother. So, look, thank you for coming along, my brother. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Okay, I'm third or fourth generation Gunganji. My elders are King Minmini, and we hail from here. And beautiful Yarrabah Bay, and my tribe actually saw a lot of things through history. The arrival of Cook, and the arrival of the gospel, of the arrival of
missionaries.
Church, missionaries, 1892. But if you want to go back 1770-ish, on this beautiful bay near Green Island, Captain James Cook, a sailor, came into Yarrabah for water.
With the white sails?
With the white sails. He didn't. He was watched by, all the Kanganji people. So upon that premise and that historical meeting, there's a lot of people for many generations lived with a lot of hurt, but all these celebrations through the years have been a lot of healing, smoking healing, and we dance our blues away, and we sing our blues. Oh, in the background, you know, that's part of the celebration. That's part of the music history of this place and the church.
Yes.
The church have done some wonderful things, done some damaging things in the past, and they want to right their wrongs and reconciliation. So there's a whole lot of a spirit of reconciliation, bringing back around the campfire. Every year we have this celebration. It's just getting, Trevor Timms, is getting really better and better and better.
It is. It is. And when we have these celebrations like so, it's a platform to educate the non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, governments of the world, and all peoples of the world, of the existence of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the longest serving race on planet Earth, brother.
How true. And a lot of people have done that. We've walked across bridges, and we've marched, and we're still doing that today. And, general Australia must recognize, that we're still, there's some pockets of us, a generation of us or a percentage of Indigenous people who don't march. But there's more and more history and facts have been told, and there's a lot of reconciliation. A lot of non-Indigenous people are here celebrating today, and it tells the legacy of what we've been through here in Yarrabah. There's a lot of hurt.
Yes, there is a lot of hurt.
Even in around this community, even
exactly.
Today. Every community in the Cape, 12 communities, there's a lot of hurt. So as musicians, I got the musicians in the background here, my two brothers, we're coming in with this other ointment and this medicine of music. And I take the leaflet out of people who went before me, the Uncle Archie Roach of this world,
yes.
Bunna Laurie, who's still a good friend of mine, and Bart Willoughby. These guys, take their hats off, and I've learned from them, and rub the soothing oil in, and sometimes it only just takes one song or a couple of songs, but I'll leave away today with batteries charged, and
yes.
That's why I'm here. And musically, I'm coming home to recharge those batteries with a band, and we're playing here today.
Well, exactly, brother. So we were talking about performing on stage. As you're saying, it is a medicine for the hurt that we're reflecting here on Survival Day. Mm-hmm. And so you always sing with passion, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
There's a bit of emotions there involved in performing today, brother.
Seeing this, I just feel like breaking down in tears, but that tears of joy. I mean, it rained a little bit, and my sister Elrina was here saying it's a shower of blessing. And
mate, yes.
The heaven upstairs is opening up to be a damn good day, a good platform for me and the boys and our band here. We like to crank it up for the locals here and
deadly.
Recharge our batteries. And Hillary and the guys, we're going to have a good time. The mayor, I believe that he done a fantastic interview, and all you mob. I want to thank BBM for, just
thank
filling
you,
our over the many, many years, filling our lounge room, our workplace. Hey,
on the wireless.
On the wireless, 24/7. So,
yes,
thank you, and thank you. And I've got a mate called Matty, who's part of your crew. I just want to say hello to him and all your mob that makes this big wheel turn.
You deadly BC. Thank you very much, Barry Sedgwick. We'll yarn soon, my brother. That's Barry Sedgwick there, having a deadly yarn with the brother, and he's performing today here at Yarrabah. He's back on country. And always was, always will be. Here we are, Survival Day for Yarrabah 2023. There's about 300 people here. And the beautiful thing is, I see a lot of our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well who are celebrating with us and reflecting with us and acknowledging and the hurt and the pain, but also the celebration and the existence of First Nation people of this country, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. But look, stay tuned. Your mob yarning up strong here on National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry coming live from Yarrabah. Always was, always will be. And you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Hey, me, you call 'em. is a morning. Feel the free sunlight in the ocean.
Dearly Mob, welcome back live here at the Outdoor Broadcast at Yarrabah for Survival Day 2023. And always was, always will be. Big shout out to the Yarrabah community. Thank you for having us. BBM 98.7 FM, Trendy Trevor and Mike with National Talk Black. And we're having some deadly yarns. A beautiful march this morning, Community March, Unity. We marched from the Malcolm Bishop Park. With us in spirit, we lost Malcolm Bishop Park late last year, and with us in spirit. And then we came over here at the Esplanade, and here's the stage set up outside the community hall, and having deadly yarns here. And there's about 300 people here, and beautiful to see some non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well who are with us in support, collaboration in regards to our support for celebration, but also reflection. As I talked to the mayor of Yarrabah, Rossi Andrews, and he spoke highly of the reflection. It's a bit of confusion regarding emotions, emotional in the sense of excited to be with mob and with the family here celebrating here on country, but the reflection of when the white sails came to this country and took over our country, and here we are still fighting for our existence, acknowledgement, what have you, but resilient people we are, is the word he used. And we are here, not going nowhere. 60,000 years, here for another 60,000 years more. So big shout out to the BBM crew and Lawrence Peters. I want to make mention of some of the sponsors of today's program. Of course, the Yarrabah Aboriginal Shire Council, Queensland Government. We've got Wugu Yambul, that's holding on to work. And also Guruni Yalamaka, Health Service Aboriginal Corporation. Yarrabah Leaders Forum. Literacy for Life Foundation, Deadly Choices, and Gandaja. So they're your sponsors. Australia Day, reflect, respect, and celebrate, is the words there from the government. And all the competitions that are happening over as well, fishing competition, Survival Day, and great prizes. And they can register early to jump on board and do that. But look, we've also got entertainment performing. We had a Deadly Yarn with Barry Cedric, and he's performing later on today with the also Hilary Harris and Black Caribbeans and a sister trio. So there's Night Owls as well. So a lot of live entertainment. We're here. They're performing right through until 7 o'clock tonight. So the community is open for anybody to come and join us here at Yarrabah. Come for a celebration. There's good koi koi here, good music, good entertainment, and beautiful black and white people celebrating together. So with that, Trendy Trev, going to sign off for today. I thank you very much for your company live here at Yarrabah for the Outdoor Broadcast, National Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.